Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Hey, hello. Guys, what's up? Oh, my gosh. We have a wonderful guest on the show. That's, I mean, you know, what can you say? I mean, all my guests are amazing. Of course they are. Of course. But I do have this one guest today that I'm excited about. She has a YouTube channel. She sings. Let me back up. I'm going to back up. Please tell everybody who you are and what you do, please.
Hi, my name is Sophie Elezai. I'm a singer-songwriter. And I just came out with my single named Dream.
Yes.
Grew up in New York. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. No. I want to touch on that, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the album or the release is called Dream.
Yes, it's called Dream.
Well, you're going to have to sing me a song. I don't have a song. I don't have a song. I have to play
it
later.
I'm on all the platforms. You have to, yeah. I'm on all platforms, music platforms, and I have a video out on YouTube. This is my first single. I have another song that I sang live, and I did a video on that. But this is kind of more like, this is my first produced single. I work with somebody and a really good producer, Michael Kahn in LA, and so you know, it's easy today because you can, like, you know, hook up through the internet and work, you know, even though he's so far away, we vibed and we hooked up and, you know, going back and forth and all that. So we came out, well, you know, this was, you know, this is kind of, this is my baby.
Right. Wow. You know, it's to me, the story of how people got started can be like the one story to me that's like amazing, because we go through some ups and downs. What was your beginning like?
With the music?
Yes.
I mean, I've been writing and singing. I used to sing a lot of R&B when I was younger, and I used to write a lot of music. And then, you know, life happens. You know, you grow up, you get a job, you got to go to school, and, you know, I got, you know, married and stuff. So the thing is, I let other things get in the way. I can say that now. I let other things get in the way, but never really worked on my dream. So that's why this song is very dear to me, because, you know, I've always been doing it, but for the first time, it's like I put everything, all my effort, all my time into making this song, because this song really, you know, you hear everybody talking about dreams, you hear everybody, you know, especially right now, it's, you know, it's Martin Luther King Month, and it's like, you know, his famous speech, of course, I inspired one of my inspirations of, you know, I had a dream. And all of this, you just hear it all around, and it's like, of course, you know, music comes from also struggle and hope. You know, my dream, my song is about keeping hope, living your dream, you know, and I think we all have that in common.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, we all
keeping that dream.
You know?
Music. Music is like,
yeah.
I always say music is a soundtrack to life. It's, you know, you
absolutely
remember where you were when this song played, you know, your first dance with the man that you just married, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I think music is, and it's so universal. Like somebody who doesn't even speak the language, they can be like singing in English.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you talk to them and they don't know a word of English. A word.
Yeah, it's a feeling. I mm-hmm. really agree. It's a music is a feeling, and if you know, you got to feel it. And I feel like, you know, music, it's important to, yeah, words are important when you, as a songwriter, you know, my words, you know, you got to make it rhyme, you know, put like more or less. And then,
right.
But it's the feeling.
It definitely is. It
mm-hmm.
definitely is. Now, tell me more about yourself. Tell me, like, you know, what kind of music that you're doing, and, you know, just tell me all about yourself.
I mean, I grew up in New York. I was born in Sweden, and I moved out of here. My parents moved to New York when I was five, and I grew up in New York most of my life. And
mm-hmm.
I grew up with all different types of genres. I listen to a lot of R&B and hip hop, and I listen to also alternative and, you know, classical and, you know, heavy metal. And I feel like being the age that I am, you know, I'm in my late 30s. So, and it's like when I sing my music and I write it, I feel it's more universal. It comes out very soulful because I that's the way, that's the type of person I am. I do, you know, everything from the soul. So it's like, and but I like the fact that I grew up with so much different other influences in music, because that's it. It's all these different feelings, like we were just talking about, that's combined in the actual outcome, you know? And growing up in New York, you know, I was around all different cultures and music, and everything was thrown at me. And I appreciate that. That's where, you know, that's where my backbone is when it comes to my music. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead. I'm done.
your inspiration comes from a lot of different places. How do you put that into your music?
I mean, I focus on me and my own personal experiences. Of course, it's very dear to me, and it's very special. And you know, I'm the type of person where I like to try things. I like to, you know, live life, and you know, you're never gonna learn and experience life unless you live it. And I feel like that's part of music as well. You know, it's I don't, you know, of course, a time and era where there was no technology like there is today, you know, so.
Right.
I that combination, you know, of like, you know, being with friends with no phones and, you know, and living and actually experiencing, you know, having relationships and having, going through things, real life situations, but in a different time. And that, you know, that's part of the, it comes in there.
Now I've actually, and you got to excuse me because I am on location, I've actually gone to your Instagram, I've gone to your YouTube, and I've checked out your music. You know, when it comes to your music and how you record, how do you go about writing? Because I mean, there are so many different ways to bring forth your music, to bring forth your ideas.
Wow, that's a really good question. I have to be like really honest right now, because it's like it's not really anything that I've learned. You know, I really haven't taken any courses. I can tell you now. It comes to me. It literally comes to me. You know, I could be sitting in my room and it can just come to me, and I start writing it down, and then, you know, the chorus, it comes to me. And like I said, I've been doing this for many, many years on my own for myself. And writing music, it comes very natural to me.
That is a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me see something. Let me see if I can do this. And while I'm doing this, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, hey, you know, you don't really need like an education to actually write music. You really don't. I don't think you do. I think you just need that love and that drive to do it. But as far as working with people, that is a whole different thing. That in itself, how is that for you? Because for some people, that can be the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, but absolutely. It's like, of course, it has to do with your personality. It has to do with you as a person. I mean, you know, it's a responsibility, you know, because the thing is I have the music and I have the writing and I have, you know, and, you know, thank God I have the voice to be able to do that. And it's like, it comes with a responsibility. If you respect that and you love it so much, you know, and it's just like, you have to also, you have to deal with people. You deal with people every day. I deal with, you know, on telephones. I don't get to meet the people I work with. That's sad but, you know, also, like I said, I keep on bringing it back to, you know, growing up in New York, is like you become a people person and you become, you know, this a good person, just a good, nice person. Because if you want to get somewhere, you know, whoever it is along the way, it's like you have that response. You got to be nice. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
you got to be a good person. You have to be an understanding person. You have to be an open-minded person. You know, if you can help people along the way. And it's like, for me, in general, I have that where I'm just, I'm a good person. It's a, like I said, it's a responsibility. Like, it's easy to be not, you know what I mean? It's easy to make excuses and be like, oh, I don't feel like it today. I don't, you know, I don't feel like doing that today. And I really don't, you know, that's just like, that's just slacking off. And that's not, you know, it's an excuse. You know what I mean? So it takes,
I do.
A lot of responsibility. You know what I mean? It takes responsibility. It's like, you just got to be like, I wouldn't want that done to me. You know, you got to look, you have to reflect what, you know, what you would want. What do you want? If, of course, listen, if I'm going through so much, I really went through so much just to make this song work, you know, while and just like connecting with people that, you know, it's, it, and it's like you're humble, you become humble. You become humble because you know that, you know the struggle. You know the work behind it. You know people like doing things on weekends. I'm on my computer. I'm thinking of my next move and stuff. And you just become automatically humble when you're busy. You know, doing something that you, especially something that you love and something that you know you can reach today, reach a lot of people with, and that that's you know it's keeping humble.
I think humbleness comes.
Did I ask your question?
No, you did. You did. It's great. No, I think humbleness for me came when I realized that I woke up out of my mother's womb and everything I needed was there, and it had nothing to do with me being a contributor to the implementation of it at all. It was there. I didn't implement it.
So that's amazing. That's amazing.
You know, I came out of my mother's womb with everything I needed, and I didn't put it there.
Yeah.
That humbled me. It was like, yeah. And so
everything around us is like we haven't created something. It's a bigger creator. I'm definitely a believer. I'm a big time believer. You know, however people want to take that and do with it and see it and however, you know, I've been through so much. So it's like, how can I not accept that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so funny. There's a joke, not to get off the path here, but I think we were on that path. There's a joke that says, hey, you know, I could do that. I could create that. And then God says to them, well, I'm going to take everything that I have away. You go ahead and you do your thing. It's like, I need that.
I take it back.
Yeah, right? I take it back.
It's so true.
Everything I created, I'm going to take away, and you do
your thing. Yeah, and you do your thing. Let's see what you come up with.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Right?
And this is a very good point. Of course, it's like, you get enlightened. And the thing is, once you get enlightened, you have the choice of being like, oh, I didn't, that's not really what I thought it was, you know? And that's a denial of what it is. And then you go into a phase of like all these questions, because questions just, it keeps on going, questions. But you know, in your heart, you have the answer. So it's kind of, it really is simple. Life is really simple. If we go back to, you know, the simplicity of it.
Oh, definitely. And that's why
that's
in the background, you hear your song.
Yeah. You know, the simplicity is like your song came out with everything. That's in my music, the simplicity. I like
it's beautiful.
Thank you. Oh my God,
I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be afraid, no. When the night comes, I don't need to be afraid. That is beautiful music, by the way. People can go onto YouTube and actually listen to that. Go ahead and give a thumbs up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Wow. No,
blessings.
No problem.
Thank
I mean,
you
know,
so much.
If there was one thing that you could tell somebody, you know, one thing, one piece of advice that you could give your younger self, what would that piece of advice be?
Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. You know?
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Believe in yourself. Because, you know, you can do so much with that. You know, you got to start with yourself in order to help others. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, you know, and it takes one person to make a difference. One person can. And, you know,
focus on yourself and building
mm-hmm.
yourself and being the best person being that you can be.
Yes, definitely.
And everything
definitely.
Else, you know, and it will have a domino effect.
Mhm. Wow.
Definitely.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you again for being on the show. For
I want to
doing
thank
what
you.
Yes. No. This is it's nothing really. It's something
huh?
that I love to do. It's something I love to do.
Uh-huh.
But again, if it wasn't for you guys coming on the show, there would be no show.
Well, you know, it takes two to tango.
True that.
You know what I mean? If there's no you, there is no me. And there
right.
is no me, there is no you. We need contrast, you know. We need contrast. That's what it is. We need to all accept that. We need each other. You know, we work
do.
Off. Yeah, absolutely. Without your energy, there's, you know, my energy can't shine. Without my energy,
no.
you know, you're so we're shining together. That's the thing. That's the message, you know what I mean? All of this positivity and stuff. In today's world, we need positivity. We need to,
oh yeah,
you know, yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you again so much. My gosh, I enjoyed myself. I always do, but I mean, you know, everybody has something unique to give, and it's just to me, it's.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
Giving you a thumbs up on your video.
Thank you.
You guys, go ahead and go to her YouTube, go to her Instagram, which we put on our page already. You can go to our Dream Chasers Radio page, click on her link, go to her Instagram, follow her on Instagram, as well as go ahead and click on that link on her Instagram for her YouTube and give her a thumbs up. And listen to the music. It's beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you
so
much.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll talk
soon.
Take care.
See you on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Have a nice.
We will. We'll have a nice time, a nice day. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay. I know. I was waiting. I'm like, can you cut it? And you just cut it.
I just cut it off.
Why chill again?
I just did it. Get back to you again. Let's try it again.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna see you on Instagram. Oh my God, thank you so much. It was a blessing meeting you. Thank you. Take care.
The blessing is all mine.
You too.
All right, you too. All right.
Bye.
Bye. I think we're finished now, so I can actually cut her off. It's been a wonderful show. My gosh, I you know what? I'm loving this. Dream Chasers Radio. If you're not following your dreams, if you're not following your goals, if you're not out there doing what you love to do, you need to get out there and do it. Just get out there and do it. I mean, what do you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this has been another great interview with Yaya Diamond, Dream Chasers Radio.